Thank you.
Security in the Persian Gulf depends on cooperation between countries inside the region, and no foreign intervention can lead to sustainable stability. This, according to Iran's foreign minister, who was the first speaker on the second day of the Manama dialogue. And with the talks between Iran and the P5+1 coming up, nuclear enrichment became the main topic.
What some refer to as a reason to be concerned about has to do with the fact that they do not want to accept that they have made mistakes about Iran. And although all the reports have indicated otherwise, they are not brave enough to admit that they have made a mistake. Today, the region is seeking alternative energy sources, and reserving the right to produce nuclear fuel is considered scientific apartheid. Nuclear energy for all and nuclear weapons for none needs to be considered more seriously.
Views that were echoed later by other speakers, including the foreign minister of Turkey, Ahmet Davutoğlu, who said that acquiring peaceful nuclear technology is the right of every nation, including Iran.
An important member of the region, it has an important influence on what happens in other parts of the region and beyond, and so it's something that we thought does need to be discussed.
But the debates heated up as Iraq and Afghanistan were discussed and whether or not the presence of foreign troops is the root of the problems. On the final day of the Manama dialogue, the delegates will be focusing on Yemen, maritime and military cooperation, and Iraq.
And they will be discussing key regional security issues in order to find ways to turn divisions into partnerships. Gisumisha Ahmadi, Press TV, Manama.